Hi, this is Phil. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. Have you ever heard the parable of the mustard seed or the sower that Jesus sought? Well, in this episode of the Mustard Seed Kids, we'll learn what Jesus was teaching and how their hearts are like different kinds of soil. Kids, you may be surprised to learn that your heart can be like hard soil and maybe the rocky soil. How about soil that grows with thorns? But best of all, your heart can be like good soil that grows forth lots of growth.
Come on, everyone. Grab your Bibles, pencils, pets, and everyone in your house. All the scripture today we read will be found in the New International Version of the Bible. So, after the episode, you'll want to look them up for yourself. Maybe those verses could be your daily devotions. It's just an idea.
Hi, I'm Miss Laurie, and being a teacher at Plantville Christian School certainly is never dull. The Mustard Seed Kids keep life interesting, especially that Brian. Hey, before we meet the kids today, I have another question for you. You know, that's a teacher's job. Well, anyways, did you know that Jesus told the crowds who followed him many parables? Do you know what a parable is? Well, let me share with you what I've learned. The word parable comes from the Greek word parabole. It means a placing in beside, a comparison, or an illustration. And that's just what Jesus was doing when he told the people many things in parables. He was giving a comparison or illustration, something they would understand. In today's episode from Matthew 13, verses 1 through 12, you'll see some of those illustrations.
Okay, everyone, listen up. It's joke time.
Brian, not now, please.
Oh, Brian, not now. We need to get to school.
Why does the ocean roar?
I don't know, Brian. Why does the ocean roar?
I thought you'd never ask. Okay, here's the answer. You would, too, if you had crabs on your bottom.
Very funny, Brian. Now let's eat breakfast and get going.
Oh, come on, JR. Just one more. Please?
Okay, Brian. Just one more.
Gee, thanks, Andy. You're going to like this one.
We can't wait.
What will go up a drain pipe and down, but won't go down a drain pipe up?
I have no idea, Brian. What will go up a drain pipe down, but won't go down a drain pipe up? You have got to be kidding me. That doesn't even make sense.
So now you're telling jokes. I knew you would like telling jokes sooner or later.
Okay, Brian, I have the answer. That's an easy one. It's an umbrella.
Yeah, my little brother Andy is catching on. I knew I would get you telling jokes, too.
Brian!
Okay, you three, the bus will soon be here. Please get your things together. I hope you put your homework in your backpacks.
I did, Mom.
I'm on my way. I have my homework and my lunch ready to go.
Hey, Mom, here I am, ready to go. By the way, do you know how bees travel?
Well, I believe it's with their wings, Brian.
Sorry, Mom. They take the buzz. Get it? The buzz?
Oh, Brian, God has truly given you a sense of humor. You are always keeping this family laughing. Come here. Let me give you a hug. Oh, I love you, Brian.
I love you too, Mom.
We're ready.
I'm coming. Wait for me, everyone.
Okay, you three. Let's join hands and pray. Dear Father, Thank you for my children. They are truly a gift from you. Be with them now as they go to school. Keep them safe as they travel. Let them be obedient to their teachers and learn today so they can be used by you in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh,
grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for that great song. God does make things grow, and faith is what he wants to grow in us. Let's see what the Mustard Seed Kids and everyone will learn about faith today.
Good morning, everyone. And how are you, Brian?
Great, Miss Lori. I was teaching the twins this morning how to tell jokes, and they are catching on quite well.
Miss Lori, we figured out his last joke.
Oh, Miss Lori, it was an easy one, but his jokes are getting to us. Why does he always have to be telling such silly jokes?
Really, Miss Lori, it's annoying.
Well, boys, remember, when you see that twinkle in Brian's eyes, he's about to tell a joke. You'll catch on. It's okay, Brian. My brother was always telling jokes, too. Now head on into the room. We'll have a special visitor today to share our Bible lesson soon.
Hey, Cousin Julie. What are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Brian. I have an assignment for one of my college courses to visit a classroom and observe what is happening. I decided to visit Miss Lori's class today.
Better not pull a joke on Miss Lori today. Cousin Julie will tell Mom.
Hey, Cousin Julie, will you come visit my class too?
Hey, Cuz. Well, I don't know if I'll have time today. Maybe next week. I must visit several classes, so I'll check with my professor.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
Hey, Cousin Julie, what are you doing here?
I'm visiting for one of my college courses. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great. I sure am glad to see you, Cousin Julie. You're my favorite cousin in all the world.
Thank you, Andy. What a nice thing to say. I really appreciate that, but I need to go. See you soon.
See ya, cuz.
Come on, JR and Andy. We need to get to the special assembly right now. Miss Lori won't be pleased if we're late. Hurry up.
I'm coming, Brian. What a big brother Brian is. I guess his gift is keeping Andy and me on time. And he's doing a good job.
Good morning, everyone. Do you all know Miss Teresa?
I do. She's my Sunday school teacher.
Yes, I am, Brian. I didn't know you went to Plantville Christian School.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, it's nice to see you here. You seem like you would be a good friend to all the younger students.
Well, I know what it's like to be the new kid in school.
So, Brian, I know you're fond of telling jokes.
Yes, everyone says I tell great jokes.
Actually, Miss Teresa, he knows just when to tell me a joke and make me laugh.
Well, I'd say God gave him a special gift.
Oh, Miss Teresa, you have no idea.
That's for sure.
I do believe I have a fan club starting. More jokes will be coming soon.
Class, I've invited Miss Teresa here today to help you understand the parable of the sower. It's time we look at Matthew 13, verses 1 through 12. But before we do that, let's pray and ask God to show us what he wants us to learn and understand from this scripture. J.R., will you pray today?
Lord, thank you for your word, the Bible. Help us understand what you want us to learn in this parable today. Amen.
Julie, I know you're here to observe today, but would you read the parable, please?
Sure thing. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because all the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear." The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them."
Wow, Miss Lori and Miss Teresa, that was interesting. But I don't understand it at all. I know we've been learning about faith, but what does that scripture have to do with faith?
Hopefully in time, you will understand, Brian.
It's time for recess, everyone. Miss Teresa, Julie and I will be here when you come back. Miss Teresa, do you mind staying for a few more minutes to help explain this parable to the children?
I'd be glad to stay. Thank you for asking me.
Hey, Brian, how about a joke? Jonathan is looking a little sad. He's just standing over there by the door, all alone.
Sure thing, cuz. I have just the joke that will have him laughing in no time. Come on, JR and Andy, let's cheer him up. Hey, Jonathan, it's almost lunchtime. Do you know what a porcupine has for lunch?
Brian, is this one of your corny jokes?
JR, just listen to Brian for a minute. I know Jonathan will feel better once he finishes the question. I don't know what a porcupine has for lunch, but I know Brian is going to tell us.
How about a hamburger with prickles?
You are very good with jokes and know how to make people laugh, Brian.
Thanks, cuz. Well, there goes Jonathan with a smile on his face. I do believe he feels better.
You are funny sometimes, Brian.
Brian, you do have a gift for making people feel better.
Okay, class. Thank you for coming back into the room so nicely. Does anyone remember what a parable is?
It's a comparison or an illustration.
That's right, JR.
Way to go, JR.
Well, I asked Miss Teresa if she would help you understand what the parable means. Miss Teresa, I believe they are ready to listen.
Okay, does anyone know who the sower might have been?
Was he a farmer who went out to sow some seeds?
That's correct. And as he scattered the seed, where did it fall?
Oh, I know. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path.
But some seed fell in rocky places.
And other seed fell among thorns.
And still other seed fell on good soil.
Very good. You see, the people Jesus was speaking to understand farming and soils. So Jesus was illustrating how seeds fall into different soils and what the results are. The farmer in this illustration is Jesus. The seeds are his teachings, and the soils are the different kinds of hearts. And a person's heart will either produce growth, which we'll call faith, or faith won't grow at all.
Wow! When you share the parable that way, I understand.
Can we learn what each soil or heart is about?
Sure. I'll come back tomorrow, if that's okay with you, Miss Laurie.
Absolutely. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, class. Have a great evening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This would be a great opportunity to hear a song from Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man. His song's called Change My Heart, O God. It will fit perfectly right now.
God wants us to be like soft clay in his hands so he can make something wonderful out of our lives. And he'll do it if we ask him.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart.
Now, let's listen in and see what happens at home.
Hey, what's the hurry? How was your day? Look who's here.
It's Cousin Julie. Oh, Cousin Julie, this is twice that I have seen you today. What another surprise. But this is the best surprise of the day. I'm glad you're here, Cousin Julie.
JR, I'm glad to see you again, too.
Cousin Julie, I didn't know you were coming today. This is a great surprise.
Well, that's quite the greeting, everyone. I'm glad I'm here, too.
Mom, Indy got in trouble for calling me a plague in class today. God did a work in his heart, though, and he asked me to forgive him, and I did.
Is that true, Andy?
Yes, Mom. It's just that his jokes were getting annoying, and I spoke before I thought what I was saying. Brian's right. God did a work in my heart, and Brian did forgive me.
Well, that's good news. And JR, how was your day?
It was great. I got an A on my math quiz.
Oh, that's wonderful, JR.
Could I have a snack, and can Cousin Julie stay for supper?
Sure. Here you go.
I think I'll check out my joke book. I sure hope Mom isn't making broccoli for supper. Hey, maybe I can find a joke about vegetables. Great idea. Oh, this is going to be fun.
You know, Aunt Betty, I really enjoy being here with all my cousins and you. Everyone makes me feel so welcome.
Oh, Julie, you're always welcome here. I appreciate the love you show the children, especially Brian. I know he can be a handful sometimes, but God has given him a great gift that makes us all laugh.
Well, Aunt Betty, you are so right about that.
Okay, you mustard seed kids, let's slow down before we have an accident. Supper is ready.
I'm so hungry, I could eat a bear.
We aren't having bear for supper, are we?
No, JR, we aren't having bear.
Hey, I just thought of something.
Oh no, not another joke.
Boys, let Brian finish.
Well, Miss Teresa shared about the parable of the sower today and said that the parable is about our hearts. And I just thought that when God measures a man, he puts the tape around the heart instead of the head. Get it?
No!
Yes, Brian, I get it. When a man buys a hat or a cap, he puts a tape measure around his head and purchases the hat according to how many inches round his head it is. He could have a big head or a little one like you. And he wants the hat to fit just right.
Brian, that was very good. I wonder if God were to put a tape measure around each of our hearts, what would he discover?
That was a good question Brian asked. How about your heart? What would God discover? What kind of soil would your heart be like? The path, the rocky one, the one with thorns, or the good soil? Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Mustard Seed Kids and Heart Conditions, Part 1. See you next time when the family will learn more about God, our hearts, and how His Holy Spirit keeps our faith growing.
We want to share that this episode of the Mustard Seed Kids was brought to you through a gift from the First Baptist Church in Milton, Pennsylvania, and Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Their gifts have allowed the faith of Kingdom Kids Puppet Ministry to grow. God has been so faithful, we hope your faith will grow too. Let's let Cousin Julie tell us about Kingdom Kid.
The episodes of The Mustard Seed Kids are being produced by Kingdom Kids Incorporated, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Watsontown, PA. Their byline is Education Through Puppetry, and they present both religious and secular, that's non-religious, programs wherever God calls them to go. You can find them on the web at www.hiskingdomkids.org. That's kids, K-I-D-Z. Although you can't see the puppets on the Mustard Seed Kids programs, their voices are those of volunteers God has called to the Kingdom Kids organization.
Thanks, Cousin Julie. In this episode, you heard the parable of the sower and what a parable means. In the next several episodes, we'll hear what those heart conditions are all about and how it relates to our faith. The kids are not the only ones in Plantville whose faith is growing. We hope your faith will grow along with them. Why don't you try to draw the different soils in your faith journals? It will be fun to see what they look like. And remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Until the next time, seek God and believe that He exists. Then your faith will grow and you will please God.
Today's episode was written by Donna Bridge, founder of Kingdom Kids. She was also the narrator. Sound and recording was produced by Doug Bridge. Miss Lori was played by Carol Watson. Mother was played by Liz Folk. Ted Brungard was the announcer. That's me. Brian was played by Harrison McDuffie. J.R. was played by Jonah Flowers. Andy was played by Max Stahl. Cousin Julie was played by Kaylee Kessler. And now isn't she a nice cousin? Teresa Boatman was portrayed, you guessed it, by Miss Teresa, the Sunday school teacher. And a special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his music and songs.
If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids with a Z, Incorporated, 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit Donna Bridge's Facebook page or our website at www.hiskingdomkidswithaz.org, where you'll get to see the Kingdom Kids who are serving with God in faith every day. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on Kingdom Kids Internet Radio. See you next week on the Mustard Seed Kids, when the kids learn about how our hearts are where God's Word and faith grows.
Flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer. Comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
As we praise Jesus and love Him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.